Today on The Grave Talks, part three of our conversation about deliverance at Spring Hill Plantation with Eric and Cindy Davis. They were able to come in and do a cleansing of your house, a demonic cleansing of your house. And it did work, and then you had issues again, and they came back again. I don't know how long it's been, because it's pretty recent. It's not like this all happened in the early 2000s. This has happened recently in your lives. How does the house feel to you now?
It ended. They did. The church came in. They said, could we come pray for you? And that's all they really said. They did not mention anything else. And I asked Cindy, and she said, okay, they can come. At 3 o'clock, here comes this caravan of cars and trucks of people I didn't know. We gathered in a circle out in the driveway, and what I assumed was going to happen was they were going to pray for us, put their hands on us and pray for us, and we thought that was the end of it. But it didn't take but about 2 minutes to realize this was bigger than that. There was two people. One was named Randy, one was named Kim, and they said, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have communion. We're going to pray for you, and me and Kim's going in that house, and we're going to drive those demonic spirits out of your house, and they will be gone today. Because at the church, we'd only been to that church three times, you know, three services. He told me that at that morning service, that God spoke to him. He said, you will go to their house this day, and you will drive them demons out of the house, for they will not spend another night in that house with them. He did not want to do it.
That would be kind of terrifying.
Fear came over him.
Yeah.
Fear came over him. Him and the Lord had like a, out in the parking lot of the church, they had a chat out in the parking lot, but he knew it was something that had to happen. While we were in the prayer circle, before we started praying, we had communion. They brought communion. We had communion. I mean, Cindy, you're really, well, I don't know if we was confused or what, because we didn't know what. We just thought they were going to come over and say, dear Heavenly Father, please make them demons go away. No, this was big time what they were planning on doing. And before we prayed, there was a woman who I'd never met in my life. Me and Cindy's just standing there. She just looked at me, and she pointed at me, and she had a fire in her eyes. She goes, before they even start, I know you have unforgiveness towards someone, and none of this that we're going to do today is going to work until we deal with it, and we deal with it right now. And she said, who is it? My heart was about to explode, and I knew I had to say it, but I pointed at Cindy. I had unforgiveness toward her. All of these years of struggles, all of these years of our marriage was a wreck. We hardly talked to each other. I think we loved each other, but I don't think we liked each other. And she pointed at me. She said, let's deal with it. So I asked Cindy to forgive me for everything. And she said the same thing to Cindy, and Cindy put it right back at me. She pointed at me, and she said it. We hugged each other. There was a release of energy that I can't explain. It was almost like, okay, now it's time for war. Randy said, let's go. And him and Kim, Randy took off running. He didn't walk toward the house. He ran toward the house. And they were in the house. You've heard in the Bible, and you've heard people say, in the name of Jesus, get out. Well, they wasn't saying Jesus. They were saying Yeshua. And Yeshua is the is the original name of Jesus. Our house is on 24 acres, but I promise you, they were so loud in there that the neighbors 500-600 yards away could hear it. And it was something else. I mean, feel it. We felt them leave. It was like a rush of energy was going past us. And I was just in awe watching what was going on. They went from, I call it the big house. That's our main plantation home. Then they went into the hospital. Felt the same thing. You felt, I call it energy. I know it was a demonic spirit, but it felt like electricity was going past us when they left.
Oh, that's interesting.
Then the wildest thing that they told me afterwards, they went into my barn. There's always been something evil about that barn. I don't know what it was. The cats, our cats, after the 1800 gentleman experience, they never would go back close to that barn. They never, you couldn't go get them to go in that barn. Zoe, our little dog, would never get within 20 yards of that barn. They walked into the barn, and when they commanded the spirits to leave, it's tools. I got tools in there. You could picture wrenches and all the kind of stuff hanging on pegs. They said that the tools began to sway back and forth violently while they were in there. And she said it was like there was a breeze blowing them back and forth. And they never wavered. I'm really thankful that someone would come on a Sunday afternoon, come to people they've never met before, and deal with a situation as wicked as this, not back down. It was something to see.
And it's just so interesting to me that of all the people you could have reached out to, you reached out to someone who could actually help you. That had to have been such an overwhelming feeling for both of you at that moment, because not only did the Calvary show up, because it's kind of like what happened, they all showed up to help you, but you also, with her insight about forgiveness, the two of you weren't necessarily on the same page. It brought you back together. I would imagine after they left, I think I would have just collapsed with all that emotion. And that had to have been
we were so exhausted.
Yeah.
We were exhausted. I tell you what, it was, we just went in, and I can't describe the feeling in this house. Now we've had the times where we would come and kind of do something similar as they were doing. And you would get this, I guess what I call a break in the action, but never real peace. We get this kind of like a, you know, like it stopped for a little while. But you kind of knew in your heart that it's not over. You knew it's not over. But this time, it was different. It was like an injection. The whole house just, oh man, that was the sweetest night of sleep I've ever had in my life.
How did you feel, Cindy? Did you feel a sense of relief and maybe a little hope mm-hmm. again? And yeah, how did that make you feel?
We could feel the peace, and that was just, you know, we hadn't experienced that since we've been in this house, and it was just joyous. We were just beyond, what would you say?
I don't know. It was such happy. a release of emotions, and I guess what you just said, there was a feeling of hope.
Yeah.
Finally was hope. We knew there was a God that was caring for us. We knew that there was events that had been, I guess, in the work for years. I don't understand God's plans. I do not understand his timing sometimes, because as humans, we're in a world that wants stuff, and we want it now, mm-hmm. and we want it right now. Well, we wasn't getting now, But finally, it seemed like it culminated, and now it's happened. And there is a holy war going on over here, and the power of God. It was like a lightning bolt. I'm gonna tell you, it was. I'll never get over the feeling of experiencing that.
Now, from when this happened that day, how long had you lived in that house?
We moved here in 2016, and this was probably, I have to kind of go back and look, but this would probably be around 20, this was in 21, okay. A little bit into 21.
So you'd been there quite a while, and dealing with this, you know, like you said, it would go away for a while, but then it would come back. So that's what makes me think, too, with you trying to do it yourself, then you get relaxed thinking it's gone, and then it just comes back. It's almost like you needed someone else to come in and stand up to it.
Yes.
We found out after attending this church that we as people are not meant to be alone. People who are isolated are going to struggle with things. They're going to struggle with loneliness. They're going to probably, most of them, they may not admit it, but they're probably going to struggle with depression. People need people, and God's people need God's people, because when we were weak, God brought in a group of people who were very strong, mm-hmm. and they grabbed us up, and they surrounded us, they encircled us, and it didn't stop that day. They, you know, it wasn't like that day, everything's over, there's no more thoughts about it. There was still, I guess, a little bit of an anxiety, because after you've been going through something for this many years and seeing things come back, the feelings of them coming back, and then how they would attack your mind, they would attack your body. They attacked our dog, Zoe.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, so, but it was so good that during that, I guess, that period after they came, They were with us. We were getting texts. We were getting phone calls. We were getting visits. They never stopped. It wasn't like, okay, it's over, you're on your own. That never happened.
And because it goes from that, keeping this dark, literally, secret between you and your daughter. She was fully aware of it. She had experiences of her own in the house. But it's interesting that you do think the world's going to think I'm crazy, so I have to deal with this by myself, which to find a community that's like, you're not crazy, that we can help you with this and we care, that is huge to have that back
up. Yeah, and they're still with us. They're still right standing with us to this day. There is you can tell that there is a want of the Spirit to come back. There's a desire in there, but we've got a community and we've got a backing of people. And when we're weak, and I have to admit, sometimes we feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
We can send a text or make a phone call, and it seems like within minutes, those feelings fade away, because you know there's someone out there who's praying for you, mm-hmm. who's believing for you, who's battling on your behalf. And because the demonic spirits, they react to this. Now, I know, there's people that maybe feel other ways. There's other things you can do, like sage and enchantments, all kind of stuff. And but in our experience, it was the power of God It was the blood of Jesus and his name, and it ejected them out of this house.
Now, I had two questions for you guys. Sure. Because after reading the book, I had to wonder, would you be where you are now in your relationship between Eric and Cindy? It seems like it's made you two a stronger couple, that maybe you could have given up on this relationship. But because of what you've been through, and you look at where you are now, it seems like it's brought you to a good place. Do you feel like that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I can tell you for a fact, if we wouldn't have had this experience, I feel 100% we would have been divorced. I truly believe that, because we were on a path, of trouble before all this started. I had some anger issues, and I was just a selfish person when it come to marriage. I just felt like a marriage was supposed to be the man ruled the husband. She did exactly what he said, and she should love him regardless. And that was terribly wrong. It was horribly wrong. But when all this started, now we had to bind together, even mm-hmm. though in the middle of it, we were getting very weak and we hardly spoke to each other. There was still something that kept us just holding on tight. It's kind of like you're in the middle of a storm and you're all by yourself, and the only person to hold on to was each other. And that's exactly what we did. We are stronger in our marriage than we've ever been. This is a story that I thought needed, it had to be told. Mm-hmm. It had to be told. I couldn't. That's the reason I wrote this book, was because I know that we cannot be the only ones.
Right.
There's other people. There's other people. We are not unique. We are not unique now. They may not be able to see what I saw or hear what we heard or have them talk to us. Irregardless, demonic spirits, unholy spirits are attacking people right this minute. I'm hoping that this book at least will maybe open some people's eyes to maybe say, oh, wow, that's happening to me. After reading the book, maybe I can reach out and get the help that we need, whether it's from a church family or counseling. And we did a lot of things, and we are stronger. I tell you what, there's nothing. We are inseparable right now.
Oh, that touches my heart. Experience. The other question I had, because the first way I wrote the question down was, do you think this was a test of your faith? But then the more I got to thinking about it, it almost is more like this experience brought you to your faith in a way, you know, because it, in a dark way, but it really did lead you to a very strong faith. Do you feel like that?
Yes. I sure do.
I have more confidence, more faith in God than I've ever had in my whole life. I can't say it was a test of our faith, because I believe that my behavior, as far as with unforgiveness, anger, and a lot of the things that we both did, Cindy included, opened up doors, and demonic spirits enter open doors. Once they're in, it's not the easiest thing to do to get them out until you get that revelation that we eventually finally got. Yeah, it took a long time to get it. But now that we've got it, it'll never be taken away from us. Everybody's got a purpose. God puts a purpose in everybody. And I believe our purpose, and we're the last people on earth to do something like this, because we're both very private people. We don't go out with friends a lot. We do have a small group at our church that we like to do every week. But as far as going out on Friday night, hanging out with folks, we don't do that. We stay here and enjoy each other. So this is not something that's in our DNA, but this story's got to be told. And I don't believe God would not leave me alone until I finished it, because after 8 months of, when I told you, writing the stories, I looked at all those 8 months of stories and I said, wow, this looks like a book. And it was never intended to be a book. It was just me journaling, like what you say, writing stories. But it ended up being a book. I contacted a publisher. I didn't think they would even have anything to do with it, but they wanted it, and we worked together to finish it.
Well, I thought after I finished the book, I was like, it is so appropriately named Deliverance at Spring Hill Plantation, because that's exactly what happened. And I thought, what a perfect name for that book. I'm really happy for where you're at now. I'm sorry about what you had to go through to get there, but I'm happy that you're both in a good place. And now, I downloaded the book on my Kindle on Amazon. Is that the best place for people to get the book?
Yes, Amazon Kindle is currently, Amazon and Kindle is probably your best bet right now. You can go to my website that we've created if you want to. We'll be happy to give a signed copy of the book, but you have to go to the website, springhillbook.com, and you can do just the top where it says order, not from Amazon or Kindle, just order now. You buy it directly from me. I will be glad to sign the copy. Otherwise, Amazon and Kindle is your best bet. It is currently in the works to be in a lot of places. We have the book is being promoted by a company out in Dallas, and they are creating a lot of social media stuff. And the thing about it is people will be able to get it in any. A lot of different outlets. Audible is coming in the next few weeks. We'll have it in Audible. It'll be released in Audible, and that ought to be out there. So, but right now, in for us this minute, Amazon and Kindle is your best bet.
I will put a link wherever people are listening right now in the show notes. I'll put a link to that website.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how it works, but sometimes if you buy directly through the website, you know, Amazon doesn't keep a big old chunk of it that way. You know what I'm saying? So I'll put a link to that. You can buy it on Amazon, but the link will take them right there, and they can order it through you and get that autographed copy.
The website will take you. You got three choices. Buy it direct from me. Fill out a form. I'll mail it to you. We'll sign the copy. Or you can click Amazon or Kindle right off my website, and it'll take you right to Amazon to go that route.
Well, thank you so much for taking all this time to chat with me. It was such an interesting conversation. And after reading the book, I was so excited to get to talk to you about it. So thank you very much for this.
We appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. I want to thank your podcast for having us. It sure was a blessing to be able to talk with you today.
And that wraps up our conversation with Eric and Cindy Davis about their new book, Deliverance at Spring Hill Plantation. You can buy the book on Amazon or go to their website, springhillbook.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.